mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this 11th day of November, this Wednesday, the 11th day of November, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. In the last hour and a half today, we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in studio, fresh off a debate yesterday at the University of Texas against a pro-vaccine advocate. We'll be going over the latest information concerning the forced inoculation program going on covertly in public schools against helpless and defenseless elementary school students. The government only targets small children, just like child molesters target small children, because they have trouble telling the story and aren't believed. We're going to be discussing how the predators are targeting the children. We're going to be discussing an article up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson with Desiree Jennings, the cheerleader from Washington, D.C. John Hopkins said she clearly had a neuro disease, a bad reaction in her brain and spinal column to the vaccine, which the insert admits it can cause. There's countless other reports around the country where the doctors admit people are having reactions and being paralyzed or partially paralyzed or having convulsions. After all, it's in the drug insert. They admit it, that it can cause this. And, of course, they had to suspend similar injections in 76 due to this problem. But there is a disinformation campaign in the media with zero evidence, just saying it's a hoax because Desiree Jennings got national attention. And so Jenny McCarthy's foundation got her in touch with top medical doctors, friends of Dr. Rima Lebo, by the way, who know how to do very serious chelation. It can also be dangerous because it strips your body of a lot of other things you need. And she's going through those treatments and is getting better. By the way, I'm not saying take vaccines, but that's also what the FDA states is that, oh, don't worry, if you do have seizures or get paralyzed or have convulsions or lose feeling in your hands and feet, it normally comes back. And it does normally come back. In fact, I've got newscast after newscast after newscast where they go, don't worry, you know, this fella got a flu shot and now is in a wheelchair, but doctors say he should get control over his body back soon. The inflammation in his brain and brainstem and spinal cord should dissipate in the next few months. So the doctor is attacking Desiree Jennings, saying, oh, she made it all up. You know, how is she getting better now? They know full well that most of the time you do get better. Now, it tends to come back as different neurological diseases later. The list is long. So let's hope it doesn't come back with the people that seem to get better. She's still in a wheelchair. She's still having convulsions, but it looks like a lot of it's being reversed. And what do? They viciously come in and attack her. She went to three separate medical institutions. They did CAT scans, MRIs. She clearly has this neurological disorder. It's certified by the doctors that looked at her at prestigious medical institutions, but from a distance, doctors in the employ of the vaccine manufacturers, I think they're open to serious defamation of character lawsuits. And I'm not some litigious, you know, sue-happy person, but you start accusing some innocent woman who's been certified to have this disorder caused by the vaccine, and the FDA even admits it, and you're so in love with your deadly vaccines that you come out and call her a liar when it's on the injection insert.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Remember that the globalists, the illegitimate criminals that control the planet through the issuance of currency and credit, they go pay off politicians, get the governments to give them the sole certification to issue currency and credit. The bankers then buy up the entire planet. And remember, they're making their move right now. Al Gore, George Soros, German Chancellor Merkel, Barroso, head of the EU, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, they are all in unison on Lair NewsHour and CNN and everywhere else calling for world government. So all of that is currently being announced and trumpeted. Open world government is being trumpeted, but a type of psychological compulsion, a type of psychological barrier, a type of psychological conditioning has been engineered into the public. There has been a literal hypnotic suggestion that there is no world government, there is no planetary government, there is no private Federal Reserve, there is no Rothschild family, there are no Rockefellers. Government corruption is impossible and is a conspiracy theory. See, they've lowered your political immune system and told you It's like telling a child there are not 18-wheelers driving up and down I-35. There are no cars on that major interstate highway. Go at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when there's heavy traffic going at 75 miles an hour and dance in the street. And you just tell that child that thousands of times and then finally just turn them loose in the street and they just run out in front of an 18-wheeler. There is no world government. There is no corruption. There is no plan to put troops on the streets of America. There is no NORTHCOM. The CIA does not ship in narcotics. They do not ship in opium. They do not control Colombia and Afghanistan to ship in over $1 trillion a year, $500 billion at least of cocaine, $500 billion in heroin. They do not have secret sites to torture people. They are not spying on you. And they just say that over and over and over again and have pundits laughing at people and saying there's no such thing as a new world order. And then finally they come out and they say, we're surveilling everything you're doing, everything you're writing, everything you're faxing, everything you're emailing. We're openly setting up world government. You will pay your taxes directly to Al Gore. He is your savior. He is setting up a global religion. Bow to it. You will thumb scan and face scan to buy and sell. This will go on your carbon credit national ID card. You will not be able to own a gun or fly or have a job unless you are in good graces with the government. There will be no judges. There will be no juries. This is extrajudicial. This is freedom. Freedom is secretly being arrested. Freedom is not being able to buy and sell without face scanning. Freedom is having everything you do tracked and run and having bureaucrats inspect your home every week and having local block captain environmental enforcers who directly report to colonels and generals now in civilian positions over every major city to control the grid. Freedom is having the military-industrial complex merge with the prison complex and merge with the big pharma complex, with the surveillance security complex, and start forced inoculations, forced drugging, total takeover of society, the giant government feeding all your tax money directly into the private institutions that control the government. Giant total corporate monopolies, total corporate welfare, the liberals controlling giant hordes of fluoride head, dumbed down, public school, educated, just mindless, dangerous hordes to be sicked on anyone who's middle class, anyone that resists the tyranny. The Republicans, on the other hand, pro-war, pro-death, pro-tyranny, saying that freedom and liberty is launching all these new wars and having the Patriot Act and body scanners everywhere and no freedom. And the Democrats are just as bad in pro-war, just with different rhetoric. And so they've come in and implanted the psychological message through movies and culture and fiction and nonfiction and books just everywhere. I've seen hundreds and hundreds of TV shows over the years that listeners have sent me clips of where there'll be a bad guy or a murderer or a killer who's raping children or dealing drugs, and he'll believe in the New World Order conspiracy theory. The message is scum, filth, racist, trash, child molesters believe in the world government. And then now they openly announce the world government. It's exactly what we told you it was going to be because we were reading their own documents, and people have a psychological compulsion to not be able to resist it because it was implanted in their minds and they were conditioned that it didn't exist or you were a racist or you were a kook or you were bad if you talked about it. You see, the New World Order is run by psychologists, psychiatrists. They're run by top pitch men, people that understand anthropology, sociology. Individuals that understand how the human psyche works, and they're bringing us through different layers of programming and control. And so here we are with completely criminal offshore banks with no constitutional right, no legal right to be doing what they're doing, robbing us completely blind, and the police nationwide and worldwide are given weekly intelligence reports where they mix the term cop killer and Ku Klux Klan in with anyone who doesn't want to have the banks take over. The MIAC report, the Homeland Security reports, there's literally hundreds of them. And it's all the same mantra. The first page is about a cop killer, and then the next page is about Ron Paul and people that want to audit the Fed. I mean, police, do you like being conditioned by such low-level, insultingly simple propaganda? I mean, that's how dumb they think you are, is they give you third-grader propaganda. CEOs and wealthy people who aren't really part of the establishment, they're given another grade of propaganda where they're told the truth about a lot of things, but it's all spun. Well, global government, we have to, you know, help the third world and lower the standard of living in the United States to help the third world. They don't explain that they're lowering the standard of the third world and the United States. They don't tell you that it's a vertical integration to create an absolute world monopoly, not just of money and wealth and land and power, but of the access to true high-tech life extension technologies. Reservations of high-tech systems have been developed under government and private industry that are being walled off under national security. And we're being given a form of arrested development in technology where even though it looks like technology is accelerating very quickly, it's actually advancing very slowly compared to the true advances that have been made in the last 40 years. And so we're walled off in this false reality of disinformation. Our water's poisoned. We're brain damaged by design in official government documents so that we don't have that feverish spark of human creativity and understanding and that spark of human resistance to get out and say no. They sap our will psychologically. They sap our will through chemical induction into the water and food and air. You are under the most unbelievably mechanized, detailed, crafted, genius system of mass murder and control. You are being crammed feet first into a globalist, soul-sucking meat grinder. And I'm going to ask you something. Do you really want to be part of this? Do you really want these people to be able to carry this out? Because the globalists openly write and say, hey, if you were human beings, if you didn't deserve this to happen to you, under survival of the fittest, if you truly had a right to even debate us, you would wake up and see what we're doing to you. I mean, that's their message. Their message is, you've been told what we're doing to you. You've been warned. That's the main reason they let people like me on air. They think so little of you, they think there's no hope for you. I mean, they're so far along in their plan now, they come out and just admit the whole thing publicly. Hundreds and hundreds of news articles I've seen in the last month saying more than one child is bad and we need to tax children and we need to take people's children and raise them in dormitories and cameras need to be in the homes of all parents. 20,000+ parents in the UK now have it. I mean, they mean business, ladies and gentlemen. These people mean business. They mean business big time. They're not playing games. And I understand a lot of people don't want to believe this show. They don't want to look into it. But, I mean, you heard me 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago lay out everything that was going to happen, and now it's all come true. I mean, a lot of you lazy people wouldn't actually go look up the documents. You would just say I was lying. In fact, I saw a comment on a YouTube video posted of my interview with Governor Jesse Ventura yesterday. That was actually a post in an interview I did with John Ronson, who wrote the book Men Who Stare at Ghosts, now a major motion picture. Ewan McGregor is the character that plays him in it. And I pointed out to him that Ban Ki-moon wrote an editorial for the New York Times titled, We Can Do It. And somebody's going around on all the YouTube videos saying I'm lying that he never wrote that article when he publicly did. That's the type of disinfo that's out there.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for Russia's own.
Bill Moyers,
north to Alaska,
who's really a prototype of David Gergen or Karl Rove, is a really slick player. And his propaganda is tailored to intellectual, wealthy liberals. And everything about Bill Moyers is basically to build up credibility on issues like warrantless wiretapping, the police state, the shadow government, but then sell you socialism. Now, George Soros, one of the richest men in the world, indictments and criminal convictions against him all over the planet, who is helping drive down the dollar. He says he wants the dollar to fall. He is one of the main backers of President Barack Obama. He runs six major news websites that attack Alex Jones, yours truly, every week. He's a very dangerous person. Listen to how Bill Moyers on PBS, and we've got him on Lair NewsHour, we've got him on C-SPAN. I mean, he's making the rounds. Notice how they phrase this clip that we're going to play going into break and coming out of break from Bill Moyers last week. Notice how Moyers phrases it that Soros has the moral high ground. What's wrong with America? We've lost our social compact. We've lost our morals. We don't have a sense of what we need to do, our duty. This is, of course, the setup for Soros to call for a new world order, global government, carbon tax that they always leave real simple. It's like, we've got to save our earth. We've got to control our environment. Doesn't matter if plants breathe carbon dioxide. Doesn't matter if the earth's been cooling for 4 years. Doesn't matter if 95% of the climatologists or more, the UN's got a few hundred, over 30,000 have sent letters to Congress and filed lawsuits saying it's the sun. No kidding, the sun. Who would have thunk it? And now Al Gore setting up a religion? These people mean business. We're talking about jihadis or crusaders for communism. But it's not your mama's communism. It's not your grandpa's communism. It's real communism run by the central banks. I remember the last Chinese president before the current one, when he left office 6-7 years ago, was in CNN. Communist Chinese leader says, China, the ultimate example of capitalism. People said, what does that mean? That's an oxymoron. No. Real capitalism is big, powerful robber barons coming in and financing communist, fascist, socialist, all command and control, different flavors of the same thing, to bring in a command and control system to make you dependent on them so they can run your life. In fact, we're just going to come back from break and play this clip and then get into all the other news. But listen to George Soros here. Calling for a new world order, calling for a global government. I mean, we can play the clips of Gordon Brown calling for global governance. We can play the clips of Al Gore calling for global governance. In fact, we have those clips in my film, Fall of the Republic. And Fall of the Republic is a flare. It is a warning. It is an SOS. Because after decades of denying world government and telling people they were kooks if they thought about it or talked about it, putting that psychological barrier in their minds, operant conditioning. It's like raising a hand to a dog. You can tell if somebody beats their dog or cat because they'll flinch away from your hand. It's the same thing. They've beaten you so many times. There is no government corruption. There is no New World Order. The Federal Reserve's not private. And they beat you over the head with it, so now they come out and admit it all, and you just flinch. You hear, Federal Reserve, New World Order? I'm going to pull my head into my turtle shell. I don't want my neighbors to think I'm a kook. So that when they launched world government, openly took over our sovereignty by unelected criminal private groups, as the pirates openly board our ship of state and openly announce, run their flag up and say, we've conquered you. You're going to pay your taxes to us now. We're going to micromanage your life. We're going to release youth brigades and national draft and environmental police on you. Everybody just stands down because everybody knows none of this exists. See, we're expecting Hitler to come marching down the street. He belonged to the 1930s and 40s. We expect Hitler to come marching down the street, who belonged to the 1920s to the 1950s. Or Mao Zedong, who belonged to the 40s through the 70s. Uh-uh. This is our time to have tyrants. It's come to America. Just like everybody, a time to fight, a time to die, a time to live, a time to kill. Hey, folks, it's here. And it's the meanest, baddest thing we've ever seen. It's scientific. It's robotic. It's 21st century Buck Rogers tyranny. And if you can break their mind control, we can beat them. If you can't, they're going to put you in a ditch and kill you. They mean to kill you. These are killers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well, when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Has the whole global system become so complex with such gargantuan forces interlocked with each other, driving it forward, that it doesn't know how to obey Adam Smith's natural laws?
No, I think our ability to govern ourselves doesn't keep pace with our ability to exercise power over nature, control over nature. So we are a very complicated civilization, and we could actually destroy our civilization because of our inability to govern ourselves.
Would this all be happening if we still had a strong sense of the social compact? Our social safety net has been greatly reduced. People have a real sense that the gods of capital have left little space for anyone else. People at the top don't have much empathy for people at the bottom.
Yes, because there is a common interest. And this belief that everybody pursuing his self-interest will maximize the common interest or will take care of the common interest is a false idea. It's a suitable idea for those who are rich, who are successful, who are powerful. It suits them to justify, enjoying the fruits without paying taxes. The idea of paying taxes is an absolute no-no, right?
Unpatriotic.
So, yes, you must have, in my opinion, you need, for instance, a tax on carbon emissions. But that is unacceptable politically. So we are going to have cap and trade. And the trading will have all kinds of loopholes and misuse of the regulations and all kinds of ways of making money without actually dealing with the problem of that it's designed to cure. So that's how the political process distorts things.
So let's think about those people down at Neely's Barbecue going home tonight, having heard you. What they've heard you say is the system is really dysfunctioning right now. It's out of control. Nobody's in charge. They've heard you express your own worry that in the next 3 months it could get much, much worse. And they've heard you say that you don't see much good news immediately on the horizon. So let's leave them something to think about as they go home. Let them go home and say, Mr. Soros said, here are three things we can do, simply. One?
Well, deal with the mortgage problem, reduce foreclosures, recapitalize the banks, and then work on a better world order where we work together to resolve problems that confront humanity, like global warming. And I think that dealing with global warming will require a lot of investment. You see, for the last 25 years, the world economy, the motor of the world economy that has been driving it, was consumption by the American consumer, who has been spending more than he's been saving, all right, than he's been producing. So that motor is now switched off. It's finished. It's run out of, can't continue. You need a new motor. And we have a big problem. Global warming requires big investment, and that could be the motor of the world economy in the years to come.
Putting more money in, building infrastructure, converting to green technology?
Instead of consuming, building an electricity grid, saving on energy, rewiring the houses, adjusting your lifestyle, where energy is got to cost more until you introduce those new things. So it will be painful.
But at least now, listening to that, that is high-grade mind control that you just heard. All lies, deceit, twisting. A, George Soros went before Congress last year calling for the banker bailout, which was really the banking takeover. $23.7 trillion stolen in the U.S. given to private banks that he's connected to. $50 trillion plus worldwide altogether. Then he came out this year and testified against the banks as if he was the good guy fighting it all. Now he comes out and criticizes certain systems of cap and trade and admits that they're corrupt because he knows that their sales job is failing and says, what we need is investment. You're going to have to pay more for energy. That will fix the economy. And when he says investment, that's what Ban Ki-moon has been calling for in speech after speech from the UN. The Secretary General is direct global taxes on energy directly to the United Nations and global governance. And so what he's doing here is giving you a false choice. He's saying, oh, no, you can choose cap and trade or you can choose direct global government and global taxes, which he calls investment. So he knows over 70% of Americans are against cap and trade in polls. So he comes out and says, oh, I'm against cap and trade. What I'm for is investment. And then the investment is you're going to pay more for energy. And then he states the big lie that America is done, that the engine is dead, that Americans are bad, that we're in debt, that we consume more than we produce, when that's globalism that George Soros and others have challenged with tax incentives to move our industry overseas. with tax incentives and piling rules and regulations up here in the United States and Europe so we couldn't compete with India and China and Mexico and other third world nations and developing nations that the globalists have made their investment in. So under this global government architecture run by private interest in the UN, built around the IMF, as Soros and others are calling for, they will decide what you can develop, what you can build, what you can do. And from that point, the bankers who've created these tens of trillions of fiat currency can force the sale of your companies, your farms, your ranches, your businesses to them. That's why they started in the last 20 years with things that sounded reasonable to set the precedent that a global regulatory authority can make the rules. They come out 20 years ago and say, the earth is dying. Chemicals in spray bottles, CFCs, are destroying the ozone layer. Of course, it's now been documented in major scientific research that's been published over and over again that during different parts of the year, the ozone layer naturally gets thin in different parts of the world, just like the Arctic and the Antarctic gets bigger in the winter and smaller in the summer. But they point a camera from space and show you a time-lapse photo in the summer of the Arctic at the north and the Antarctic at the south getting smaller. And they don't tell you, oh, it's just getting smaller than the summer. They say, oh, look, it just shrunk. It's all melted. See, it's all parlor tricks. And so they set the precedent because DuPont and Dow Chemical and others, their patents were up on the different chemicals in spray cans and in air conditioners. They had new patents out. Really, it was 25 years ago. And they forced everyone to buy their patents, shut down all the other refrigeration manufacturers, air conditioning manufacturers, made them all come buy the new patent, and that massively increased the cost, and they made huge profits. Imagine making everyone in the world who has air conditioning buy your new patent. That's why they passed that law. When they pass a global law through the UN, enforced by the Western powers and even mercenary forces to ban diamonds that aren't De Beers certified, they tell you it's to stop slavery. They tell you it's to stop abuse. They tell you their diamonds are clean and humane, which is actually a lie. They don't want African nations being able to produce their own diamonds. So they tell you terrorists are mining diamonds, and anyone that doesn't buy a diamond from them or from one of their mines is a terrorist, to keep the monopoly on diamonds that are only semi-precious. It's artificial scarcity. Same scam. Global government is about the central banks being the only people that can issue currency and credit so they can have control. It's about big central banks having the monopoly over diamonds. It's about big central banks having monopoly on where oil can be produced. Alaska has more than Saudi Arabia. We can't have it. Another example. But now they're just skipping ahead of all of that and saying, you know what, we're going to pass a Copenhagen Treaty, and we're going to have the nation states pass laws. Most of Europe and England have already done it. The U.S. is on the verge, where an unelected group at the UN with the IMF can set rules on everything that has carbon involved in the manufacture or anything that puts off any type of gas, any type of greenhouse gas, or any type of carbon. And you're going to pay taxes to them on all of it if they even let you have a business or a company. Now, listening to George Soros, you would think he was against all of that. That's the twisted level of manipulation. I mean, I could do 4 hours just on that clip. We didn't even play the whole clip. Starting it and stopping it and analyzing everything he said. That's why he's George Soros. That's why Al Gore is Al Gore. These are slick, 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 slick liars. Everything is about a monopoly for these individuals. Everything is about them being able to set the precedent. So first, oh, you can't have these different chemicals in spray bottles. Eh, that sounds reasonable. We've got to save the earth. You can't have Freon and air conditioning. Okay. Got to buy the new product from them. From a select group. Okay, we've got new light bulbs. They use less energy. And it doesn't matter if they're toxic and have mercury in them. Everybody's got to adopt the new light bulbs. Hey, everybody's got to adopt a low flush toilet. It saves a lot of water. Sounds reasonable. Let's do it. That's a UN treaty. See, we're going under global government. There's UN treaties signed in 2000 for a world ID card. I mean, I'm still trying to convince the American people that we have a national ID card. Bill Clinton signed the executive order in 1994. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, that I made in 1997. We had a national ID card in 1994. It still had the name of your state on it, but it was a federal computer system standardized. Whether you lived in Alabama, Texas, New York, California, Alaska, but guess what? They didn't stop there. In England, in Germany, in Australia, all over the world, in the mid-90s, standardization went into place, and then in 2000, a UN treaty was signed. In Australia, they had a summit to standardize it globally. It was already standardized. They just made it the law. So we had a world government ID card in 2000. Then, after the staged events of 9/11, they announced, oh, we are going to have a real ID. The feds are going to standardize your driver's license with a face scan and a thumbprint. When every state in the union already had that by 2000. See, we're already under the world government. We're already in it. They're just announcing it to you. That's why you hear, oh, foreigners have to be face scanned and thumb scanned and body scanned when they come into the U.S. What they don't tell you is that's a treaty. When you fly out now to Japan or England or Germany or France or Russia and every other nation's now adopting it. They haven't all adopted it, but they're all now getting in line to adopt it. You are now face scanned, thumbprinted, body scanned when you fly out. See, in every country, they sell it to their people. Hey, we're only doing this for foreigners. People are like, yeah, let's get the foreigners. There's too many of them. Well, the government actually waives all that for them and lets them in and lets them violate visas. They told Texans they were thumbprinting us to stop illegal aliens, but then they gave them waivers from it all. See, it's global. It's global. And they always present it to you with their psych warfare chiefs and pitch men, their advertising execs. They know how to sell this to you. They know how to sell it to all of us. You got to get wise to their scams now. Of course I knew they were going to announce a national ID card because we already had one in 94. Of course I knew they were going to put in body scanners. I read the UN treaties. People keep asking, how did you know all this was going to happen? How did you know that all the police in 1998 would suddenly be issued black uniforms and basically Darth Vader body armor? Because all over the Western world, there were federal grants to the states to pay for it. Standardization of uniforms to intimidate the people. And then now the police admit it's for intimidation. Any government that wants to intimidate you is bad, period. Now, I want to go over the news. And then when we come back in the second hour, we're going to open the phones up on any issue you wish to discuss, any news item you wish to go over. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I also want to make an announcement. We are implementing this tomorrow. It'll be up by the end of the show today. We're going to have a listener comment line. A lot of other radio shows do this. I don't know why we haven't done it in the past. We're doing it now. Where you will call a number. You will be able to leave a one-minute rant or one-minute question. People that disagree are welcome to call. And we're going to be playing these throughout the radio broadcast from now on. We'll play at least four or five of them every day, sometimes more. You can call in with your question, your comment, a mix of both. You will call the number that we'll announce at the end of the show, and you'll hear my voice say, thanks for calling the InfoWars.com listener comment line. You got 60 seconds for your question or comment. Again, you'll call the number, and you'll hear my voice say, thanks for calling the listener comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment, your rant. If you disagree with me, whatever the case is, hit me and hit me hard. I multitask here. I'm actually recording the message now live here on air. Let me try one more here. That's how busy I am. I got international TV here today, radio interviews. total torture, basically. I'm completely burnt out, but I've got to keep fighting. So I don't even have time to do this. I got to cut a radio ad for TED to run nationwide on radio for Fall of the Republic. So much going on. So I'll just multitask right now. You've reached the InfoWars comment line. You've got 60 seconds for your comment, your question, your rant, whatever it is. You got say it again. See, if I was live, I am live. But normally, if I'm live, I can't mess up on something. Then when I try to record something, I do. Thanks for calling the InfoWars.com listener line. We'll air your question or comment on air. Oh, yeah, I need to make the point that when they call this, it's going to be aired. Let me make that point. Go ahead and hold the music, John. I'm going to get this right now. I'm going to say it right now. Thanks for calling the InfoWars.com radio listener line. You've got 60 seconds for your question or comment. 60 seconds. And if it's good, we'll put it on air. There, nailed that one finally. I guess four is the charm. All right, we're going to come back after break, get into a bunch of news I haven't even hit on yet. They've marked up to go to the full Senate. The government take over health care. Look out. And a lot more. Gold went over 1,126 today. It's getting crazy.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're here live. I come back Sundays live with an abbreviated transmission. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Don't forget the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com with the best Patriot t-shirts to get the word out and meet like-minded people. Ball caps, beanies, All of it supports this radio show and TV show and the work we do here. We're not funded by the New World Order, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros. We're on the White House enemies list. We're having a big effect. We appreciate all of your support as we shatter the left-right paradigm. We've got all the books and videos and some really great combo deals where you can get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the great documentary I made, for free when you get it with Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Your calls are coming up in the next hour. Then I'm going to go through this news. But let me go ahead and mention it now. German Chancellor Merkel calls for a new world order. We have her disgusting quotes here. She calls it a planetary regime. But all the police training manuals say it doesn't exist, and you're a cop killer if you talk about it. Can the police put two and two together who the real enemy is here? Also, I haven't gotten into it, but at the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to spend 10 minutes and give you my breakdown on what happened with the Fort Hood shooting. I haven't really talked about it because I'm wanting to process, gauge the information. You heard Ventura on the show yesterday thinking it's an inside job. Everybody I talk to, I respect. That's their same gut reaction with all the MO, all the evidence. We'll be talking about that. Whatever's going on, they're certainly capitalizing on it for the police state. And they kept calling it a cop killer gun he used. I went and looked at a Wired magazine weapons review by a weapons armorer, and they said it is not a cop killer. But any gun can be a cop killer. But see, that's how they're trying to demonize the Second Amendment. They're saying, well, it shoots a rifle round. There are hundreds of pistols that shoot a rifle round. And yeah, it's a rifle round, a cut down 223, extremely weak. And Wired magazine tested it and found that it only pierces cruddy shrapnel vest, you know, stuff they had 30, 40 years ago. The lightest body armor up close that'll pierce it. Well, that's the whole point. Any rifle round will. So there's now calls to ban this round. If they do that, it'll set the precedent to ban all rifle rounds. There aren't many types of body armor that'll stop a .308 or a 7mm mag. The toughest breastplate might deflect it, but you're going to feel like you got kicked by an elephant. So, again, that's the mind control, the oxymoron of a gun being a cop killer. Any gun's a cop killer. A meat cleaver's a cop killer. A butcher knife's a cop killer. But see, once they sell the idea of banning anything that's a cop killer, they can ban it all. Just thought you might want to know that. That's how the scam works. This is from the Hill newspaper. Reid puts House health care bill on Senate calendar. It's going to a vote. And all the neocon blogs are lying, saying, oh, don't worry, it won't pass. Just like they said it wouldn't pass the House. Just like they said cap and trade wouldn't pass the House. I'm going to tell you right now, as things stand, it's going to pass. Okay? It's going to pass. Unless you don't buy the hoax. How many times do I have to be proven right about this? They have a playbook. They have a handbook. And they have all the big Fox News, News Corp-owned publications saying, don't worry, it's not going to pass. You might want to check into the fact. In fact, we're going to play that clip today that News Corp put out. Rupert Murdoch put out a five-minute video where he brags that he wants a global tax and, quote, stop global warming. So they're behind it, okay? They're Judas Iscariot, period. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.